I'm Sean Crawford on today's WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. We'll talk about the growth of video gambling in Springfield and some shifting in the area workforce. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, to say the city of Springfield has taken to video gambling is a bit of an understatement. The city has even passed an ordinance to try to slow that growth a bit. Give us an update on where things stand with video gambling in Springfield.
Yeah, the ordinance we're talking about was sponsored by Ward 6 Alderman Corey Job, Ward 1 Alderman Frank Edwards. It took effect May 31st. The simplest way to put it is that any new gambling licenses would require that the vendor get 60% of their sales from food and beverages. Well, that took effect on May 31st. So we went and took a look at how many locations, how many video terminals were operating on that date. And we found nearly 140 locations and a little more than 400 terminals were in operation. And now we're hearing some other communities are expressing an interest in that.
And just to take a little bit of a step back, the reason that ordinance was put in place was because they were finding some businesses were going out of their way to maybe get a license to pour alcohol simply to get video gambling machines.
Well, some of the existing taverns and restaurants wanted this particular ordinance passed, and we had a lot of storefront gambling operations opening up, and there will be more. Some of them were already licensed before this took effect. Alderman Job was saying he has had some interest at the State House from legislators who might want to look at this statewide.
And I know you talk to a lot of businesses. You're finding those with video gambling are happy that they have it, though? I mean, it has brought in business to those locations?
They seem to be. And what's happening here, and what some folks said would happen, is if the bar down the street gets it, then you want it at your bar. And pretty much now all of the, for instance, all the taverns, bars downtown Springfield now have video gaming. So it becomes a matter of competition.
Well, there's some good news and some bad news when it comes to area employment. Some of the good news is there are going to be some jobs added at a Springfield location, but there's also bad news to go along with that. Why don't you update us?
Well, there's a company called Morpho Trust USA, and they're an ID verification security company. They announced recently they're planning to add about 50 jobs to the full-time workforce of 106 in Springfield. One of the ways they're doing that is they've relocated to the AIG building on Hollis Drive, which is behind Best Buy. The reason there's room, however, is that AIG has been cutting back their local workforce the last couple of years. They're right now at about 240. At one time, they had more than 400. So one moving in, one moving out.
Finally, this week, Tim, a person that we have followed for quite some time now, Jeff Parsons, can you give us an update there?
Well, Mr. Parsons filed for bankruptcy along with THR and Associates back in 2012. That was thrown out based on judge's findings that he attempted to defraud the court, hide assets. Then he was also sued by former employees for overtime in a separate case. A judge ruled there that he owed $12.3 million in overtime and penalties. And now he has been ordered to appear in court July 10th in Springfield to explain under oath, basically, why he hasn't paid that money owed the employees. So he's pretty much ignored all of the court appearances up till now. This one is not optional.
And this has been going on so long. Is there any indication that we may be seeing a resolution anytime soon?
Well, attorneys have told me if a federal judge tells you you need to be in court at a certain time on a certain date, it's a pretty good idea to show up.
Well, Tim Landis is business editor for the State Journal Register, and you can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.